A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainis Lamed, Tainis 30a, pagination, page 59. About 8 lines from the top of the page. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yochel Odom Beis Tavshilin, a description of the Suda HaMafsekes, that a person should not have 2 cooked dishes, rather only 1 at the Suda HaMafsekes, the final meal before Tisha B'Av. Omer Rav Yehuda said, Lo Shanu, this was only learnt, the definition of a Suda HaMafsekes that has to have this morning aspect, that it has a limited menu, only if it's 6 hours into the day. If it's after the midpoint of the day, what we would call halachic noon. But if it's earlier than 6 hours, mutter, you're allowed to have a larger meal, even if it is the last official meal that you're going to be eating that day. But since it's that early in the day, it's not with the intensity of the upcoming Tisha B'Av, and therefore it's not restricted as Suda HaMafsekes is. But Amar Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said, Lo Shanu Ala B'Suda HaMafsekba. This law also only applies by the last meal, the last official meal that he has. Ava B'Suda She'ena MafsekBa. But if it's not the meal that he's going to stop with, it's not his last official meal of the day, mutter, he'd be allowed to have more than 1 dish. V'tavayu l'kulo, the Gemara says. And both of these statements of Rav Yehuda were intended to be lenient. Utsricha, and let's do the logic. D'iyash me'inan besuda hamaf sikba, if I only told you that it's the last official meal, hava amina afilu m'shesha usalamaita ulamato, I would think even if you have your last official meal earlier in the day during the morning, you're going to be restricted to 1 dish. Kamash malon m'shesha usalamaita. One criteria to define suda hamafsekes is that it has to be after chatzos. V'iyash me'ina m'shesha usalamaita. And if I would be told that it's afternoon, hava amina afilu besuda she'ena mafsikba, I would think even in a meal that's not your last meal. Kamash malan besuda hamafsikba, only the meal that you are finishing meals with. Now, keep in mind, if you still intend to have a snack without washing and eating bread, so that's not going to interfere with our assessment of what's considered a Suda HaMafsekes. A person wants to still have a fruit, wants to drink something. That has nothing to do with the number of meals that you're having during the day. We're looking for where is your last meal. And we're being told that if the last meal is in the morning, so then it's irrelevant. It's not the last meal as far as the intensity of Tisha B'Av observance goes, and it's not going to be restricted. If it's a meal in the afternoon, so then if it's the last meal, then it's Suda HaMafsekes. If it's afternoon but it's not the last meal, it's not the Suda HaMafsekes. And again, snacking is irrelevant to this assessment. This halacha is brought the way we observe it in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Beis by the Rama. The Rama writes, Minig b'chol galilos Ashkenaz, our minig is, lecho suda kavua koda mincha, we eat a significant meal before mincha, which is afternoon, but before mincha, and then we daven mincha, and then after mincha, we eat this meal, which is called the dividing meal, the last meal before Tisha B'Av. For Noagim, and the minig is, to increase a little bit in the dishes of that first meal, kidei shelo yazik lehematainis, in order that the fast day, which is upcoming, shouldn't be damaging. So that meal is allowed to be a reasonably healthful meal. But the second meal, which is the meal that our Gemara was talking about, is going to be defined as the Suda Hamafsekes. Now, in Siddur Rabbi Yaakov Emden, second volume, my edition, it's page 141, he writes that this first meal, which the Rama mentions after Chatzos, which is allowed to be a more hearty meal because you still intend to have a different meal before Tisha B'Av, and at that second meal, you're going to observe these laws of limited menu. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, regarding the first meal, Minig Yisrael Lecha B'Chatzos Hayom Al Koda Mincha, the minig is that approximately at Chatzos, or before Mincha, which is the same meal that the Ramo is describing, Suda Kavua, an official meal, Ulaharbos Ketzas Ma'acholim, and to increase the number of dishes at that meal, Shelo Yazik Lohem Hatainis, so that the fast should not damage the person. So far he's describing the same thing as the Rama described. Dugmas Erev Yom HaKippurim, similar to the Suda HaMafsekes of Erev Yom Kippur. Keep in mind, the Suda HaMafsekes of Erev Yom Kippur is a generous festive meal. The Suda HaMafsekes of Erev Tisha B'Av does not correspond to that. Instead, this other meal, which precedes the Suda HaMafsekes, would be the most comparable to the Suda HaMafsekes before Yom Kippur. Gam, hu zecher liyamtif shahaya bizman bayis sheni. Rabbi Yaakov Emden adds on that this earlier meal commemorates the festive meal that existed during the second Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. Ki oz hayu ochlim v'shosem u'mishtakrim b'tisha b'Av atzmo. Because during the second Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Tisha B'Av was a festive day. They were so glad that it was rebuilt, that the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. And this Suda, to a certain extent, has at least a little bit of the tone of that festive meal that existed during the second Beis HaMikdash. So the first meal is generous, and the second meal is the Suda HaMafsekes that the Gemara is describing. Let's skip down to four lines down in the wide, the beginning of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Kol mitzvahs ha-noagos be'evel, noagos be'tisha b'Av. The laws of mourning apply on Tisha B'Av. So, besides the laws of mourning applying on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara interjects, Osur ba'achilu v'shasiyah, on Tisha B'Av it's forbidden to eat and drink. But in addition, let's describe the laws of Avel, of mourning. Sicha, anointing oneself. Deodorant is not what's being described. True anointing with a perfume. Uvene'ilas hasandal, or wearing leather footwear. Uvetashmish hamita, and intimacy between husband and wife. Va'aso likros betorah benevim uveksuvim, and general Torah study is also restricted because of the pasuk pikudei yisharim esamchei lev, the teachings of Hashem are rejoicing, and therefore the sections that we study on Tisha B'Av are limited to specific sections that are appropriate for that day, more focusing on Musar and Avel, the concepts of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and like type studies. Common practice is that we do allow reciting Tehillim and understanding the words on a basic level, but as is described in Halacha, that when you get to something that's rejoicing, you would have to skip it, or if you're saying Tehillim, I guess simply say it, but not to delve on it, because it's inappropriate for the day of Tisha B'Av. An interesting concept here is that Suda Mafsekes, even though it's eaten while we sit low, but one doesn't have to change their footwear for it, because it's not yet Tisha B'Av. A person can wear shoes during the Suda Mafsekes, but for the morning of Tisha B'Av, M-O-U-R, for the morning of Tisha B'Av, one would have to change their footwear, and that would happen before sunset. Let's turn over the page for two quick quotes. About 10 lines down, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kala Ocha Veshose, B'Tisha B'Av, Kilu Ocha Veshose B'Yom HaKippurim, a person who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is like eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. In other words, we are equating Tisha B'Av with Yom Kippur as being a very severe type of fast, unlike the other fasts, where if a person is sick, we can absolve them of the fast. In the case of Tisha B'Av, we really push ourselves a little bit extra to try to observe the fast properly. Keep in mind, though, halachically, it's not exactly the same. Tisha B'Av is still rabbinic, whereas Yom Kippur is biblical, and that'll play itself out in a medical situation. If the person is sick, is bedridden, it is going to have a degree of distinction between the two fast days. And finally, a few lines lower than that, at the end of the line, Kol HaMesabel al Yerushalayim, anybody who mourns Yerushalayim properly, Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa, will merit to see its rejoicing, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and the ultimate redemption. May it be B'Mehera V'Yameinu. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.